Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
We're going to talk about Home Alone here because we always talk about Home Alone on Cruise Mornings. It's like the greatest movie of all time. The star of Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin, he was on Jimmy Fallon the other day, and he was talking about some of those Home Alone conspiracy theories. Everyone has a Home Alone conspiracy theory. The big popular one is the one about Kevin McAllister's dad. What job did he have where he could afford that house and afford to send the whole family to France for a vacation? Suspicious, right? Here's another one that Macaulay Culkin pointed out.
Oh, that I'm Jigsaw. That Kevin McAllister grew up to be Jigsaw from Saw. And that's how he learned.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Well, that almost ruined the movie for me forever. Keyword there, almost, because nothing can ruin Home Alone, hey? And then Macaulay Culkin went off about this.
Okay, this kid's a really clever kid, right?
Yeah.
But, these guys are about to break in. Why doesn't he just call the cops? I mean, he makes a master plan. He uses micro machines. But, for real, there's landlines. I mean, there's no cell phones. But still, I think that's the only, and I think that's an enormous plot hole.
Oh, really, Macaulay Culkin? That's a plot hole. Really? Really? Well, obviously, you don't watch your own movies. Because at the start of the movie, the telephone repairman is hanging out outside. And before the family goes to the airport, he's like, oh, by the way, the phone lines are down. It might take a few days to fix. That's why he can't call the cops, Macaulay Culkin. Boom, lawyered. As those guys from Monday Night Football would say, come on, man. If you're a parent, a big Yermir Yager salute going out to you, because I don't know how you handle Christmas time. And I'm not talking about Christmas shopping and dealing with the crazy crowds at the malls or something like that. And I'm not talking about hosting the family at your house for Christmas for 3 days, the stress that comes with that. I'm not even talking about all the food that you have to prepare. Christmas for parents is so hard to get through because there's a good chance you're going to have to go to your kids' Christmas recorder concert. And I don't know how you parents get through that. If your kid is in like grade 3, grade 4, grade 5, there's a good chance in the next few days you're going to have to go to that Christmas recorder concert. And I know you love your kids, obviously. I mean, you do anything for them. But that recorder Christmas concert is like the most painful thing to sit through. Imagine 50 minutes of this. Ugh. I'm not even going to let the whole song play because that is painful. And that was 8 seconds. 8 seconds. Dealing with 40 minutes of that, parents, don't know how you do it. Remember Sears? Good times, hey? Sears, even though it does not exist anymore, is still screwing some people over. If you bought some major appliances from Sears right before they shut down and you got the extended warranty, you know, the ones where it's like 3 years or 5 years or whatever, you know, you still have to pay for those warranties even though they are completely useless. Like, Sears doesn't exist anymore, so if your appliance does break down and you have a warranty, they're not going to fix it because... yeah, they're gone. The thing is, those warranties were picked up by creditors, so you still have to pay it off. And if you don't, creditors are going to start sending you letters and forcing you to pay it off, which just does not seem fair at all. Hey, paying for something and getting nothing in return? Edmonton Oilers fans can relate to that, though. Hey, that was basically the whole Neil Yakupov situation in a nutshell, hey? Same with Calgary Flames fans with Jay Bouwmeester. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they announced their 2019 inductees. The big headliner on here, Def Leppard, finally making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's about time, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, really, it took this long to put Def Leppard in there. Stevie Nicks also going in there as a solo artist. She's in there for, of course, Fleetwood Mac. Other inductees, Radiohead, The Cure, they finally got in. The Zombies, Roxy Music, and Janet Jackson. And a lot of people are upset about that last one. A lot of people, the keyboard warriors in particular, are like, why is Janet Jackson going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? She's not rock. She's pop. Meh. Like, is your life going to change at all now that Janet Jackson is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like, are you going to be walking down the street at the moment Janet Jackson gets inducted, and all of a sudden you're like, oh man, something's different. Something's off here. No, it's not going to happen. Your life isn't going to change because Janet Jackson is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So why are people getting so uptight about it? I don't get it. And here's the thing, though. This isn't going to last long. Like, people are going online and trying to get this reversed, and they're saying that, no, Janet Jackson doesn't belong in there. They're doing everything they can on the internet to make this not happen. But in a week from now, they'll find out that another Christmas song is offensive, and they'll get distracted by that and forget about the whole Janet Jackson thing, so... 'Tis the season for year-in-review lists. You're going to start seeing a bunch of those on the internet. You're going to start seeing a bunch of top 10 shows on TV, like top news stories of the year, all that stuff. One came out today, the top things that were Googled in 2018. Should be an interesting list, hey? Worldwide, the top searches of this year. Number one, World Cup. Number two, the Winter Olympic Games. Other things on the list, Anthony Bourdain. The Winnipeg Jets came in at number seven. On the worldwide Google list, the Winnipeg Jets. Black Panther also made the list. The Humble Broncos made the list. Here in Canada, the top Googled things from 2018. Number one, Tessa Virtue, of course. William Nylander, he came in at number three. John Tavares, number four. Patrick Chan, he was number eight. Scott Moyer came in at number seven, which I find weird. Tessa Virtue, number one, and then her skating partner, Scott Moyer, number seven? Really? That seems kind of unfair, hey? It's so funny because these are not the things that I was Googling at all. I took a look at my Google history for 2018 here. Here are my top two Google searches here. Number one, recipes with cheese. That's what I Googled the most in 2018. Number two, how to pay for a wedding with $700. Newsflash, that can't be done. If you love Ellen, you always PVR the Ellen DeGeneres Show. You never miss an episode. You're always sharing those funny bits she does on her show on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Got some bad news for you. Ellen might retire in a few years. Now, the good news is there. Still got a few years of Ellen. The bad news is Ellen might retire. Oh, no, you know? She is the queen of daytime television now. I mean, when you think of daytime TV, you think of Ellen. And when Ellen fans, who are very passionate, like, you won't meet more passionate fans than Ellen fans, when they heard this news, they were all like, no! No!
Why? Why?
No! They are not happy. Like, if you're scrolling through Twitter, look up the hashtag Ellen, and they are just... they are just fuming. No one wants Ellen to retire. We want Ellen to go on forever. Even if you're not a big Ellen DeGeneres fan, there's a good chance you've had a laugh or two at her pranks or some of her dance moves or something like that. And there's a good chance you've laughed at her character Dory from Finding Nemo. Hey, she's absolutely gold in that movie. What are we going to do if Ellen retires? Like, for daytime television lovers, what are we going to do when Ellen leaves? Watch The View? No thanks. Well, there's always The Price is Right. Thank goodness for The Price is Right, eh?